Good Monday morning. This better come with a bit of a warning. Sexual violence is the theme of what I have on my mind. Because on the news this morning in Ireland, the main national news, it seems that a panel of people are coming from the European Commission to Ireland to find out what Ireland is doing after it signed the Istanbul Convention. Well, my ears pricked up. I'd never heard of the Istanbul Convention. I'm interested in what's going on in Ireland. And the number of people going for assistance has gone up by 25% in the last 2 years. Or perhaps what they really meant was between 2021 and 2022. But anyway, it's since 2021 that the numbers have gone up. This very, very impressive professor who was the head of the service to help people who are victims of sexual violence in Ireland, when asked, you know, what's your explanation for the rise in the numbers, she said essentially there were two possible explanations. One is that sexual violence is now something that people report more frequently than before. I think that must be true. Or else it has gone up, it's increased. She was very clear that the explanation for why the number of people has risen so much isn't known. And I thought that was very professional of her. She answered every question, oh, brilliantly. You know, what service they provide, how many people. She emphasized, and I thought this was the best part of it all, that we're a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year service. It's demand-led in the sense that there's no waiting list. The other thing is that 88% of people who contacted them were seen within 3 hours. All of this is another feature of Ireland. And while I was listening to it, I thought, oh my God, we have an absolutely shitty housing situation, which is leading to trouble on so many fronts, including how on earth are how is the state providing accommodation for people who are asylum seekers and refugees? And then we have our health service, where things are in a bad way or under huge, massive strain. And then if I knew more about it, I'd probably say that the education service in the country is also under enormous strain. So everything's under strain. Now, does this mean that Ireland is particularly under strain and other countries aren't? Well, I have a bit of contact with the UK and I can tell you that that's not the case. In the UK, the Prime Minister has just sacked another member of his cabinet. I think he's in the cabinet anyway, the chair of the Conservative Party. A struggle. They used not be a struggle in the old days, in the 19th century, because you never knew about struggles in any other place other than your own. But now, I mean, I'm thinking of Yemen and the starvation of people there and the fact that I know so little about what exactly is happening out there. But everywhere I look, there is trouble. And yet, there isn't any coherent ideas that I have in relation to what can be done about them. I mean, and I haven't even mentioned the fact that we're going to have the hottest summer on record ever this summer. And huge parts of Europe are going to be burnt up. And more places in the world are uninhabitable. I'm following the predictions of some people. I hope I'm wrong about all these predictions about climate change, because it feels to me like we're going down the pan. I'm out walking with the dog. I'm hoping to see the heron in a minute. They never seem to be together, the herons. They always seem to be solo. Oh, my dog has found another dog. Good morning. The other dog is a little fella, and they're just approaching each other. They're both wagging their tails So they're probably relaxed enough.
Okay.
They are. There we are. Come on, Louis, let the man go. Good luck. Come on. Oh, there we are. There we are. People with dogs. I think they're usually terrific, lovely people. Now, is the heron here? I see ducks. There's a weir. You can hear the water, can't you? The microphone is good enough. Now, is the heron here this morning, Monday morning? Maybe the heron is having a morning off. I think there are three herons around this area, but no sign this morning. Sometimes they stand on the bank, sometimes in the water, and sometimes on that little patch of soil which is down there in the middle of the water. So there we are. In front of me, a two-humped bridge, two passageways under the bridge, which is covered in moss and ivy, almost well disguised from the road. There we go. That's the adventure on a Monday morning. I suppose it's been more an adventure of the mind, since the most dramatic thing that's happened has been meeting the little doggy. He was really small. I couldn't tell you what he was. He's a bit like a miniature Jack Russell, if that means anything to you. And my dog's an English setter. I think the colouring is called lemon. I came across that idea somewhere once. So here we are, there we are. And have a wonderful life.